They drove up from Culver City to Sunset Boulevard, then east toward Vine Street. It was a balmy night, once they were past the haze of the studio fire. Julie cranked down the window of Andy's gleaming blue DeSoto coupe and peered out at all the glittering neon signs looming above the palm trees, trying not to appear too awed by it all.
"See over there,"
he said, lifting one hand from the steering wheel as they turned off Sunset, pointing. She spotted a huge billboard of a woman's head illuminated over a darkened building. People on the street were slowing their pace and staring upward. No wonder. An even larger neon sign next to the one of the woman proclaimed, "Through these portals pass the most beautiful girls in the world."
"That's Earl Carroll's latest supper theater," Andy said. "He went broke in New York. But we're all about second chances out here. They don't open until after Christmas, or we'd go there and take in a show."
"So does that mean if I walk in there, someone will wave a magic wand and turn me into one of the most beautiful girls in the world?"
"All you have to do is believe," he said lightly. "Is that a little skepticism I'm hearing in your voice?"
"Do you believe?" He laughed.
"Well, I gave up a long time ago on Santa Claus, so you may have spotted something. All I'm doing is showing you the different kinds of magic we of the entertainment industry can offer."
She liked the dryness of his tone, which was somewhere between rueful and sarcastic. And also, she realized, quickly changeable.
"So you're a good Protestant girl, and not put off by my name."
"Why would I care about that?" she retorted, imagining what her father would say right now, something like,
"Weinstein, huh?"
Then he would snap his evening paper smartly and frown his disapproval. He was good at that.
"No reason," he said.
His tone became playful.
"You know, my mother always used to say, why can't you meet any nice Jewish girls out there in Hollywood? And I told her, Ma, all the girls here are Gentiles, and they all want to be actresses, and they all want to live in Beverly Hills. Most of the Jews are writers or film editors and still live in West Hollywood. Some of us have worked our way up to the Hollywood Hills, but give us time."
He gave such an artless, loose shrug, she laughed. "Thank you for helping me out today," she said.
"No problem. It was quite a sight, wasn't it?"
"The fire? Oh, yes."
"Nobody but Selznick would have attempted that," he said. "He hasn't even got a full script or a leading lady yet. You can't help being impressed by his chutzpah."
"Chutzpah?"
"Audacity. Nerve. It's Yiddish."
He seemed resigned as he swung a hard right.
"We're going to a place I like on Beverly Boulevard," he said. "Do you want to be an actress? Please say no."
"No."
"Really?"
"Why would I want to be?" she said. "I can't act."
"That hasn't stopped most of the girls out here."
"At least they're all gorgeous. I'm not even garden variety pretty."
"That may be your good fortune," he said.
That stung a bit. He could have pretended. "Where are we going?" she asked.
"We're going to dine with the stars and eat chili," he said, "at Chasen's. It's classic Hollywood, not too many gaping tourists."
"Are you really that contemptuous? I'm still a tourist myself."
"They spoil the story," he said,
whatever that meant. Chasen's was a modest-looking stucco building with a jaunty green-and-white-striped awning, not the type of place she would glance at twice in any other town. They slipped into an oversized booth covered in thick chocolate-brown leather that felt like soft butter. Julie peered around, wondering if she would see any movie stars, and tried not to appear to be looking.
"Think you would have recognized Gable in this setting?"
Andy said lightly. "Sure," she said, a bit affronted. I was too flustered up there. I'm really not just a hick from the sticks or whatever you're thinking. I go to the movies all the time.
I don't think that, he said, and I'm not out to mock you. You have a spark to you. I like that. Look, you're new to town. There's nothing wrong with being green. Pretty much everybody here was green once.
She could not imagine that being true of him, but she wasn't going to say so.